From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Within hours of the strikes on the morning of September 11th, each of the television news organizations began labeling its coverage. In the ensuing 10 days, the labels have evolved. NBC, for example, is now going with America on Alert, while CNN has chosen America's New War. TV news executives say giving brand names to big stories is standard practice. Media critics argue that it can subtly shape news coverage. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
A brand is a kind of story, according to Jim Twitchell, who teaches English and advertising at the University of Florida.
Branding is the attachment of a story, a myth, a saga, to usually it's an object that's interchangeable with some other object.
Take bottled water, for example. It's all pretty much just H2O, Twitchell says, yet one brand identity might say, this water comes from a pure glacier. Another, this water makes you sexy and cool. And yet another, this fits into a healthy lifestyle. In the same way, Twitchell says, the network's brand identities for their coverage of recent news events are intended to heighten the differences between them.
The stories all are interchangeable, just like bottled water. In other words, if you're a television network, you're showing the same images, they're almost like wallpaper, that your competitor is. And so the only way for you to distinguish yourself, the only way for you to say, well, this bottled water is different from that bottled water, in other words, that CBS's coverage is different from NBC's, is to somehow get in there with some other story.
The brand identities are those other stories, Twitchell says. For example, ABC chose A Nation Challenged. That brand promises a story told cautiously, without judgment. And in fact, media critics have generally praised ABC's coverage of last week's events for what they say is its even tone and careful reporting. On the other hand, the 24-hour cable news networks have selected more aggressive brand identities. Fox News chose America Stands United. Here's a Fox anchor using the tagline before a commercial break.
The cleanup efforts continue in Lower Manhattan as they continue to look for many of their own friends and neighbors inside the rubble. This as America Stands United.
This kind of branding was pioneered by CNN during the Gulf War, when the network completely revamped its graphics and theme music. For this crisis, the brand identity is America's New War. CNN uses it in on-screen graphics and promotional spots.
Bringing you the latest reports as events unfold in America's New War. Stay with CNN.
Television news organizations say branding like this is something they've done with most big stories, from the Gulf War to OJ to the disappearance of Chandra Levy. A representative of one of the 24-hour cable networks said on Background that they do it to inform viewers of the topic at hand and give viewers some idea of the content of the coverage. The representative said senior news editors choose the taglines. But Dara Williams, director of the Newswatch Project at San Francisco State University, says the CNN brand in particular shows subtle bias. It neglects alternatives to war by accepting without question the Bush administration's assertion that war is inevitable. Williams says she understands the ways in which the story has put pressure on journalists.
But at the same time, that doesn't mean that we throw out the ethics and the standards that we have set for ourselves and for what the readers and viewers expect from us, and that is to be the eyes and ears and yet be skeptics and to ask questions and to make sure that we're getting the whole story, not just the story that the source wants to tell us.
The broadcast network's brand identities have become less visible over the past few days as they've returned to more normal schedules. Meanwhile, CBS has changed the brand identity of its coverage from Terror Hits Home to America Strikes Back. Rick Carr, NPR News.